For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A federal judge in Seattle has blocked the online distribution of blueprints for 3D printed guns. It puts a stop to a settlement the Trump administration had reached with the company that planned to release the documents. In the past 3 days, more than 2,500 people have downloaded Cody Wilson's blueprints for 3D printed AR-15 assault style rifles.
Anyone can use it for commercial and non-commercial purposes.
At least 8 states are waging a legal battle against Wilson to block access to the 10 online blueprints that detail how to make 3D printed firearms from handguns to AR-15 style rifles at home. The plastic weapons are untraceable, practically undetectable, and as deadly as metal weapons. A hearing is scheduled for August 10th. You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A federal judge in Seattle has blocked the online distribution of blueprints for 3D printed guns. It puts a stop to a settlement the Trump administration had reached with the company that planned to release the documents. In the past 3 days, more than 2,500 people have downloaded Cody Wilson's blueprints for 3D printed AR-15 assault style rifles.
Anyone can use it for commercial and non-commercial purposes.
At least 8 states are waging a legal battle against Wilson to block access to the 10 online blueprints that detail how to make 3D printed firearms from handguns to AR-15 style rifles at home. The plastic weapons are untraceable, practically undetectable, and as deadly as metal weapons. A hearing is scheduled for August 10th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A grieving mother orca whale in Seattle has begun to fall behind her pack as she carried the body of her dead calf through the water for the 7th straight day. The orca, known as Taliqua, gave birth to the calf on July 24th. It only lived for half an hour. She has since carried the corpse with a flipper or in her mouth and pushed it with her head. But Taliqua is now falling behind her clan, J-Pod, traveling at a speed of about 6 knots after expending much of her energy carrying the calf. Facebook says they've discovered fake pages that were created to influence U.S. politics. Nathaniel Gleischer is Facebook's head of cybersecurity policy.
One of the pages, named Resistors, created a Facebook event for a protest on August 10th through 12th and enlisted support from real people. The event, called No Unite the Right 2 DC, was scheduled to protest a Unite the Right event in Washington.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
President Trump is threatening a government shutdown over a border wall, and it's causing concerns among GOP lawmakers. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
GOP lawmakers weighing in following President Trump's renewed threat Monday to shut down the federal government if Congress doesn't include funding for a border wall. On Capitol Hill, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, addressing the widespread concern about any drastic action on border security before critical midterms in November.
It'd be bad politics for the Republican Party to shut the government down. Would get blamed.